Welcome to the Lost Art Podcast, presented by Apadura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Rival TPS, and Supernova. I'm Jenny Tuff, and I'm your host for the Transcontinental Race number 11.
If you had to describe TCR in one word, what would that be?
Brutal.
Tenacity.
Thankful, yeah.
Journey.
Perfect.
Adventure.
A journey?
Long. Very long.
Not what I want at the start, but it's fun.
Welcome to day 15. We've now seen more than 50 riders reach the finish, and the population of exhausted and confused cyclists sporting goofy tan lines at the beach by the Black Sea is increasing. Today is the last day to reach Control Point 5, so the riders who reached the ferry from Italy last night are going to be our last cohort of general classification riders. But that doesn't mean the last finishers. There are still riders making their way across Italy towards the Balkans, putting in big efforts to complete their crossing of the continent. First, today in Constanta, we had the second pair arrive at the finish, caps 377, Marguerite and Remy.
Second pair to arrive?
Yes.
How do you feel? Happy?
Yeah, happy.
Yes. Relieved that it's finished? Or?
But mentally exhausted because of the final parkour.
Is it the only thing you're going to remember from the race, the final parkour?
Maybe it's why there is a final parkour. With the final parkour, you are not too sad that the race is finished.
You did it last year?
Yeah.
As a solo?
Yeah.
How was it different this year as a pair?
It's harder as a pair. Really harder as a pair.
Why is that?
Because you have to synchronize the stops, the needs, the speed, the sleep, etc. It's very much complicated.
How did you find, how did you solve your problem? For instance, like one of you wanted to sleep and the other one was still okay to keep going. How did you make the decision?
We took them together, deciding what's the best for our safety, for be capable to pursue our ride. So. Yeah,
and you must, as a pair, you must be compliant with the weakest person at the moment. Yesterday I had to sleep, so we stopped to sleep. When we have to slow down because her knee is
painful, yeah.
Painful, we have to slow down, etc., etc., etc.
You cannot be prepared for what you are facing in a way, so you have an idea what you can do every day, but then you have to deal with what happened on the road. So we planned 14, a bit less, but yeah, we made a bit more than 14.
Cap 206, Callum Harrington-Vaught, set himself a tight deadline for his race as his sister is getting married on Wednesday. Finishing on Monday and then having to get all the way to Holland on time is probably a tight move, especially considering that he's definitely going to need a nap during the ceremony. Here he is with Sophie.
Can you remind us why you had to be fast in that race?
So my sister's getting married on Wednesday, so I had a pretty hard cut-off that I had to be back tonight or last night. So.
Are you happy? Are you proud of yourself? Like, how do you feel?
Yeah, I usually don't feel proud of myself about many things because, I find it quite self-aggrandizing. But this is probably generally one of the hardest things I've ever done. Yeah, it was a surreal. Kind of coming in last night, it was quite surreal because you've been doing this thing mostly on your own for 2 weeks, and then you kind of expect everyone in Constanta to be out on the street like, whoa, you've done it. And then it's like, oh my god, it's all over, and I've like sharing experience with these like amazing volunteers, but it's like four people and you're also just completely exhausted and you don't know how to react, and you kind of think it's going to be like, you build it up into your head, it's going to be this massive thing, and then you're just completely exhausted and you can like can't even like process it. And even now still it's just like, what have I done? I'm still thinking, oh shit, I need to get back on the bike and start again in the morning, but I don't, which is amazing.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Have you learned something during the race?
Don't ever assume things are going to go the way you want them to go. Always assume things are going to be twice as long, twice as difficult. Nothing is ever straightforward. I think that's what I've learned.
And that way, if something happened, you're not disappointed, no? I mean,
yeah. Plan just to have no plan, or have your plan go the opposite way to what you expect.
So there are still riders out there. If you had advice to them,
stop while you can. It doesn't get any better. No, I'm joking. No. Yeah. All I could say is good luck, and people love you very much, and it will finish. You know, like it is in. It might not seem like it, but the end parkour does. There is an end to it. You know, it does finish.
Some riders get to the finish and are barely coherent. The Cap 263, Matthias Ulrich, has stored up some wisdom on his long ride.
Are you happy with your result?
I'm very happy, yes. Yeah, on the way, on the final meters before the finish line, I listened to my favorite song and like I was kind of overwhelmed and tears came, and this was when I realized, part of me realized what the past 2 weeks were like. So
you arrived like a few hours ago, but there is still a lot of riders out there. Do you have any advice to give them?
It's maybe not really an advice, but I just thought of the fact that there were so many other people riding at this very moment, and that gave me kind of strength to think of, okay, I'm not alone, even though I'm riding alone, but right now there is someone else maybe having a pain or having to fix their bike or to fix a puncture, so that could maybe help. I don't know. And I don't even mean it in a spiritual sense, but it's more like it's an actual fact that right now, even now at this very moment, people are kind of suffering climbing cols or climbing gravel paths. So that's maybe an advice or something worth it to remember, that you're not alone even though you feel alone. And there was someone, I was listening to the podcast this morning and riding at night, and someone else actually gave an advice on that podcast that you should also kind of treat yourself from time to time. And I think that's really also what it's about. It's really important to break it down, break the 200 kilometers down to sections of 15, 20 kilometers, and treat yourself and say, okay, now ride another 5 kilometers and then I will have this or that. And this helps a lot.
Cap 314, Christoph Topkin.
How do you feel?
Good, now good.
Who did you think of when you were cycling? You had a little thing around your handlebar.
Yeah, it's the necklace of my son, Clemens. And yeah, family is important for me. And it was hard to miss them 40 days, or 60 now.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yes, very, very. Not of the sporting contest, of the mental strength. And it was really, really tough and really hard. And yesterday it was so hard.
Did you thought before that you will be that strong, mentally strong?
No. I'd done races before, but not so long, and I often thought of giving up, and now I'm happy to be here, and I think it's about growth, to grow yourself, and it's about the exercise for yourself, to be every day on the bike, to pedal, and yeah, it's a journey for life, yeah.
You go home with some...
With proud.
With
yeah,
proud.
Yeah, of course.
And some lessons?
Be patient. And thankful, really thankful for my family and for the body that allowed that to make such a race. And yeah, thankful. It's a perfect word, I think.
I'm going to struggle to pronounce this one well, and I'm sorry to the Dutch listeners. Cap 210, Geert Bonema.
How are you?
I'm very happy.
What was your motivation to cross the finish line?
This was my third attempt at TCR, and... this time I just really wanted to make it. I crashed in the previous two editions, and this time I just wanted to make it work.
Have you learned something on the race?
I think what I've learned is when you feel bad or your legs don't listen to you, it's always temporary. then the same day it can change, the next day it can change, it can always get better. So I learned to accept the situation as it is and try to move on.
Are you going to use that knowledge in your normal life, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's. I think you can use it in many parts of life. So, yeah, definitely.
Are you happy? You're smiling. Are you happy?
I'm extremely happy. When I saw the Black Sea when I was riding here, I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe what I had done, that I had really just, with all the stuff I'm holding right now, is what I used to get from the west part of the continent to the east part. It's just unbelievable.
I've been listening to the interviews of our Finnish riders for a few days now, and I'll be totally honest, I put most of them on fast forward. These guys are tired. But Cap 346, Holvar Kolvit, zoomed into the finish line on 1 liter of Red Bull, and I genuinely had to check that my settings were at a regular speed.
I stopped by a Romanian grandma's little supermarket and got a liter of Red Bull.
Nice.
So that gravel section, I was flying. I put some like trust in these ones.
You were fast, yeah, I noticed. Most people slow down quite a bit.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
You are the first one. Can you say that louder?
That was probably my favorite parkour.
Really?
Yeah. But I have had one puncture the whole way. So I have so much trust in this system now. So I was just sending it.
Have you learned something on your long ride?
So I think it's fun to compete and it's fun to race. But I think when it's as long as this, I think you need to just like see the adventure part of it as well and have some extra energy to, you know, stop and have a morning coffee at a square in Italy or somewhere and stuff like that. So, and I think it adds speed when you're having fun like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. How do you feel? Happy?
Content. I think TCR was everything I thought it would be and a little bit more. And now I'm still high on that liter of Red Bull from that Romanian grandma's supermarket. So I'm going to let that seize out and then start to digest everything.
If you had to give one advice to the people still out there, still riding, what would it be? Maybe what helped you go through the low on your own race?
I mean, I think every time, like prior to me having a good moment every day, because every day you have highs and lows, and prior to me having the highs, I always almost sat down at a cafe and had a gelato, espresso, like something like that. Take off your shoes and just feel the breeze a little bit, because it's easy to just grind on at 21k an hour and just feel like you need to be on the bike. But if you stop and actually take a little bit rest, you might get the speed back up and enjoy life a little bit more. So I think dare to take the time to have an espresso once in a while.
Cap 273, Eric Price.
So how was it?
I don't know yet, you know? Like, I was really, really grumpy yesterday. Really grumpy. I did not enjoy my time on the final parkour. So
Very few did.
Yeah.
And my analysis of the of the thing is that because it's the end, you kind of let go and you think it's going to be easy because it's the end, and it's not, because like it's gravel and it's kind of
looking at the map, I thought it would be like a nice paved river path and you just kind of like roll into the city and easy, and then no, it was not.
Nope.
It was not. Took a long time, but you know,
yes, I did.
Glad I finished.
Do we see you next year?
Maybe. I think it depends on where the control points are. It was so hot this year. If it's somewhere not as hot, yeah, maybe.
So you're not done with racing?
No, definitely not.
With Control Point 5 closing at midnight, our eyes are on the riders who caught the ferry from Italy last night. As long as they get their stamps in Burrell today, they're still in the running for GC. Here's race reporter Jake.
Burrell CP5 Via Brucci closes at midnight tonight. So all those arriving this morning will be in great stead to push on towards general classification cutoff at the finish on Thursday. Obviously from CP5, we've seen several routes emerging over the last few days as riders have picked their way across the Balkans and across Eastern Europe towards Romania. Some have stayed south through Bulgaria on a slightly more direct approach, not crossing the Danube, so avoiding the headache of any ferries or dare I say bridges, and others are instead choosing to go north on a slightly longer, slightly flatter diversion, taking them north of the Danube, so crossing the Danube twice in the process and crossing back at least by Silestra to jump onto that final 160 kilometers, that final century that is the Finnish parkour. And once we see riders on there, we know it's not long before they'll be leaning against the beach bar with a cold beer in hand. So we'll see you there. The beers are on ice and we can't wait to welcome you to the shores of the Black Sea in Constanza.
Our volunteers at Control Point 5 have been sitting down with the riders as they come in. First, here's Jonas Steffen, Cap 355.
I just caught you typing, "Is there bears in the Balkans?" Into Google search. So how has your wildlife encounters been so far?
In Pacentro, with a population of 50 brown bears around.
But you didn't see any, did you?
I didn't see anything.
No, okay.
I hoped, but I didn't see. And now I check it because I have to ride in the night and sleep outside or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how it's...
If it's dangerous or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with the dogs, you were saying that you were a bit afraid of the dogs, or you had some bad encounters with dogs already, no?
Yes. Yeah, last night I rode only 20 kilometers from the ferry, and then I take a hotel because I decide, okay, no, it's too stressful. I panic sometimes. Mm-hmm. And... the dogs, attacked me three times, and I was at one point after a dog attacked me short, and then he goes away, and another rider crossed the dog again, and nothing happened.
Okay.
And I thought, really?
Maybe it's about you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's maybe me, but some. Dogs are so friendly, they notice you, but they relax and chill, and you don't know what happened in the next situation. Yeah, that's the big thing I thought about.
Yeah. So the cutoff is kind of in your head, and you're thinking about how fast you have to go to reach the finish already?
Yes, and the cutoff is in my head, and the dogs are a big big point. Mm. I think every time about it, and what happened next, where are the dogs at this corner, behind this corner, at this waste or trash or something, and
That's quite stressful, isn't it?
It's absolutely stressful. Yeah.
Fingers crossed from us, so you don't have any bad encounters anymore.
Hopefully.
And pair Laura and Klaus, Caps 394.
Are you enjoying doing it as a pair? Or would you say there's some difficulties that come with it as well?
Yeah, I think there are difficulties, but there are also like a lot of good things to be a pair, I think.
Yeah.
Like the difficulty, we have another, how do you say it?
Skill set.
Skills it, but also when I'm tired, you have energy. When you have energy,
you have to be a bit synchronized, and you end
up doing
a bit more breaks. But it also helps. For instance, if I am tired, that we don't take too long a break, because then Laura is most of the time not tired, and can get back on track real quick.
And we can separate the tasks.
Yeah, and it's also nice to have someone to talk to, because we talked on the ferry with Georg, and he was talking about yesterday we had to do this part in Italy where there was like 70k of nothing, and there was 70 kilometers, no villages, it was very hot, it was 35 degrees or something, and then you have to cycle all along and your batteries have drained. It's nice that we can chat a bit. Sometimes we don't want to chat or we have an argument. Most of the time it's a relief.
Well, I think your relationship gets stronger of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a good exercise. Because we don't live together now.
Okay. But you're a couple?
Good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was a real test.
Yeah. So
in the TCR, it can't always be your day. To get through the struggles that a ride of this magnitude involve, you need to know your why. For some writers, there might be a revelation inside of that. Here's Sue Lee, sitting down with our race reporter, Sophie.
I'm here with my dear friend, Sue, who got a bravery badge for keeping...
Yeah, do I have any badge?
Actually, I don't.
Okay.
I'm going to have to work on that.
Okay.
So explain us, what was your story?
I wanted just to ride 3 weeks of bikes and hoping to reach the Black Sea in 3 weeks without thinking about the cutoff, the official race cutoff time, because last time I scratched because I was so sad that I didn't make a cutoff time. So I think this time I'm going to ignore that and ride my own ride. And then I really enjoy this time compared to last time. I was almost always in a very good mood, less pressure. Met a lot of people on the way as well, like riders and also locals. And obviously, I'm not a most efficient rider.
No, you're not.
And
picking flower is not part of the...
And I talk to people, and I just hate like being in a rush, not to talk to people and share stories and things like that. And then, I mean, during the 1 week and a half, I had a knee pain, saddle sore, but I all managed them, and they turned out okay. And
how do you feel about... So you DNF?
Yes.
How do you feel about that? Are you okay with your decision? Because I think a lot of people consider it DNF as a fail.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think it's even harder to say, you know what, I'm okay. I'm done. It's enough. I had enough. Thank you, but I had enough.
I think I'm much more okay this time. I'm not 100% okay. I'm still not nice to not finish things. Especially, I said I wanted to. When I started, I wanted to be in Black Sea in 3 weeks, and I realized I was not achieving that goal along the way. It's not. I'm not like 100% happy, but I'm much more in peace with this time because I did enjoy it, the pace. I realized, I mean, the biggest lesson I learned during this time was that I'm not a racer because I really do not like to rush.
No, you don't.
I like to take my time to enjoy things, to explore, to connect with people. I think that's what charges me. I feel less thrilled about riding fast and finding the focus.
And you had an amazing journey.
I think end of the day, we all do this hard thing to find something about ourselves. If you lucky enough to find something, I think that's a win as well.
And now for Sophie's recap of the day.
Another day at the finish line. There is only two things on runner's mind now. It's food and nap. Jocelyn kept 272, eat a whole jar of Nutella between his lunch and dinner. A really happy kid. Even if you stop pedaling, your body is in recovery mode, so the body is hungry, and you feel the need to eat all the time. The typical order here is 2 pizzas, 1 sandwich, 2 portions of French fries, and a fruit salad. This is an order for 1 person for a second lunch. Some riders are starting to slowly feel normal again, no more pain after 3 days wandering between the restaurant and the Black Sea. Train tickets have been booked, bikes packed, and the idea of having to go back to work on Monday is slowly making its way in the rider's mind. I'm myself going for a backpacking trip on my Brompton in Romania in a few days. But let's talk about the race. All I can see on the internet is border crossing. I've clearly lost the count, there is just too many, and headwind. There is indeed a really, really strong headwind until the end, but you wouldn't want TCR to be too easy. A few minutes ago, the CP5 closed its door and George Cap 274 was the last rider to make it on time. Well done. 63 riders have arrived so far, including 2 sets of pair. 127 riders are between CP5 and the finish, so ahead of the cutoff time. And 40 riders are riding out of GC at the moment on their own TCR journey to get a finish, including our rider riding in Converse, Tina Cap 373, who missed her ferry by 10 minutes and the chance to finish within the GC. But don't you worry, you will still get that medal. Gossip Girl moment. After seeing 47 degrees on her GPS, Sarah Cap 360 didn't have the cooling vest like on the Tour de France, so she came up with a much backpacking race-friendly solution, a bag of frozen peas down her bike. The story doesn't say whether after her 15 days of riding, she was hungry enough to eat the packet. There is no fashion award today, or at least no funny one. What is going on? Rudder seems to have embraced the Coco Chanel mantra. Simplicity is the keynote of all true elegance. Please make me dream. The bravery badge of the day goes to Sarah, cap 203, for finishing TCR in 14 days, exactly as she planned it. Sarah lost Moit, her partner, 6 months ago after he was taken away in a car crash while riding his bike. She didn't think back then that she would ever be able to ride a bike again, but they had a plan, ride TCR. So she decided to ride for both of them. It's one thing to take on such a big journey on your own. It is another when you are carrying the memory of a lost loved one. Sarah cycled hard and arrived today, enough to remind her that she is strong. That's it for today. We are waiting for every rider on the finish line, and word says that you get a fresh beer when you arrived. So hurry up, good night, and good ride, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Lost Dot podcast. You can stay up to date with the race on our blog and social channels, where the Lost Dot team are reporting on stories from our riders throughout the day. Thanks to our race partners Apadura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Ride with GPS, and Supernova. To all of our riders out there, stay safe, stay cool, and stay away from bears.